It's the Friday feature here on Family Friendly Christian Family Radio. I'm Patty Ulrich, and I'm so excited about this book. It's best-selling authors, personal finance experts. How about that? And praise for this book from J.J. Heller and Jeff Jones, the drummer from Big Daddy Weave. Let's say good afternoon to Steve and Annette Economides. Hope I got that right. It's Greek, son of a steward. Well, I don't know if it's cheaper being really, really economic and wise. And being a good steward.
Well, thank you for that. That's the way we feel.
That's really our goal, Patty.
It's a great book. Cut your grocery bill in half. Now, can you imagine this, folks? America's Cheapest Family. Great website. Check it out. AmericasCheapestFamily.com. This book includes so many innovative strategies. You won't have to cut coupons. I do coupons. I don't always remember to take them to the store with me. But you are a family of seven. You and your husband, Steve and Annette, have five kids, and you have your favorite foods for $350 a month. How in the world do you do
it? Well, it takes a little bit of planning, but I feel like I'm the Warren Buffett of groceries. And so if I just kind of watch the food ads and look for the sales and stock up on things when they're on sale, I can plan delicious meals for our family that only cost pennies on the dollar.
And the key is, when people read the book, we really emphasize that you're not going to start where we are, and we don't expect anybody to live the way we do. But in baby steps, taking one thing at a time, you can. Because when we started out, Annette was culinary challenged. She knew how to cook two meals, water and scrambled eggs. And she didn't do too good at the water. I think she burned a pot once.
Oh, stop. I did not.
But, you know, she made it her desire to be excellent at home. I went to work, and I brought home the money, and together we managed the money, but she made it her goal to be excellent. And so she figured out ways to shop, to cook, to plan, to run the house efficiently, and it's paid off. But it starts with baby steps, and that's what we're talking about in the book.
Well, it's an incredible book, 12 incredible jam-packed chapters, and even a section on ways for singles and empty nesters to save money. There's recipes in the book. You know, I've heard singles and empty nesters can have a real hard time, because you go from, well, your family of seven to two of you, or else you're single and there's just one of you, and these recipes are overwhelming for more than one. So what do you have? You have your favorite recipe. How do you make that just for you?
Well, I think what you would do is you would make a big batch, but you would put it into smaller containers.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're hearing from a lot of singles. Even my brother threw in a tip for us, because he loves to cook, and he's single. And so he said, you know, I invite friends over, and I cook for them because I enjoy doing it. But the key is to make it a planned event or time. Set aside the time to do it. Plan to cook two or three meals, or whenever you do cook, cook a large enough batch that you can spread it out and save it for other times. It really works.
And you can freeze the stuff. I have to admit, I didn't realize you could freeze in the glass canning jars.
That was a great tip. This is a lady who froze all her leftovers in 1-quart jars, put them in the freezer, and then whenever she wanted a meal, she had it prepackaged, ready to go. She'd put it in her lunchbox to take to work and heat it up in the microwave, or just took it out and heat it up in the microwave for dinner.
That's better for things like sloppy joes and chili and soup. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that would be a good thing for
a chicken leg.
Yeah.
That just wouldn't work.
You know, you may need a variety of plastic containers for that, or small glassware type things. But they're out there.
We do have a chapter in the book on storing food, and we talk about what you can and can't freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really critical, because if you try and freeze potatoes, it just doesn't work. They turn black. So you have to cook those. We talk about how to freeze noodles, rice, what kind of vegetables you can and can't freeze.
Right.
There's a whole reference chart that we built on how long you can freeze things. It's really, really a great chapter.
Annette, the diva of the discount. Wow. Well, it's an incredible book. We're going to talk more with Steve and Annette Economides. It's Greek. I'll bet you do some good Greek cooking, too, don't you?
I do, actually.
Yeah. We'll be back with more on the Friday feature here on Family Friendly Christian Family Radio. We are back with Steve and Annette Economides, and what a book. Cut your grocery bill in half. Now, how many of us don't desire to cut that? We know everything is going up, and we cut the coupons. I cut them out every Sunday, put them in my nice little folder, and do I bring them to the store with me? Of course not. So you have some really good advice in this book. In fact, there are three things to do to change our spending habits. Practice, be persistent, and be patient. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Sure. Practice means you may not get it right the first time, but don't give up just because you tried it once and it didn't work. You may have to try it many times before you You find what works for you.
We use the example of a little kid brushing their teeth when they're about a year old and the parents are trying to teach them. You know, they don't do well. They get some of the toothpaste in their mouth. The rest of it goes all over the place. But by the time they're about 13 or 14, they can text, they can sing, they can talk on the phone, they can do all kinds of things while they're brushing their teeth. They've practiced a habit and it's become easy. And that's the way it was for Annette with menu planning. The first time we talked about planning a menu, she was so resistant and didn't like the idea and she didn't want to do it. And now she tells you that's one of the biggest time savers she has.
And as far as the patience goes, Patty, truth is, we can't be good at everything, and we have to be willing to learn. And so even if someone is starting from the very beginning and they didn't have a mom that cooked and spent much time in the kitchen and maybe even a grandma that didn't, then it's going to all be brand spanking new for them. And so they need to be patient with themselves, give them the permission to fail but not give up and keep trying.
And the truth is, as you do persist and you're patient with yourself, the savings are going to just start rolling in. Because if you just compare the difference between a restaurant meal and a homemade meal, you're talking saving 90%. 90%. I mean, that's a huge amount of savings. And if you compare it to buying prepackaged food in the grocery store, you're probably saving 60 or 70%. So you can really save a lot of money by practicing some of the habits, being patient with yourself, and then persisting when you burn something, when things don't work out right, when the menu plan goes up in flames. You're going to get through it, and it really does work.
Annette, what about the mom who has the kids and the husband, and she's out working every day? She doesn't have all the time to spend at home cooking during the day. What advice do you have for her?
That is a great option, and what we say is use some of your weekends to get ahead. So use part of the day maybe to cook up. Even if on Saturday and Sunday you have the time to cook a nice meal, cook double or cook quadruple. We have wonderful suggestions in our cooking chapter. Things like, okay, buy a whole bunch of ground beef and then make three or four things out of it, like make a meatloaf out of it, make burgers out of it, make meatballs out of it, and cook the meatloaf that night with enough for a second meal, but then also put the burgers and the meatballs in the freezer. Or buy a big thing of ground beef, cook it up, and make it into either tacos, sloppy joes, or spaghetti sauce with meat, or all three of them. So you've got to just use your time more efficiently, but it's not impossible. I don't spend hours every day cooking up a dinner. I just don't have time for it.
But the real key, Patty, is it's a teamwork thing. And we tell a story in there about a reader who the husband was out on the grill cooking on the weekend and cooking up several meals, and the wife was in the kitchen cooking, and I think they had a child, too.
They had a teenage daughter. One teenager, and the two of them together prepared all their meals for the week, and it also covered all their lunches, and they said it was so much fun.
And it was stress reducing.
Yes, and it was money saving that they wouldn't go back to any other way. And she says pretty soon they were going to try doing it for 2 weeks because it was so successful doing
it
for a week.
I've heard of people that cook for a month, and
you start with a week. Start small. Remember, it's baby steps. You're not going to start by conquering the mountain in one step.
Well, this is a fun book filled with great advice. We're going to talk more with Steve and Annette Economides. It's a great Greek name, even some great Greek recipes with mozzarella and lots of good stuff. We're going to talk more about this incredible book, Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half, on the Friday feature here on Christian Family Radio. We're back with delightful guests this afternoon. It's the Friday feature. I'm Patty Ulrich. Steve and Annette Economides joining us. Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half. You know, this is a fun book, too. You have the Grocery Genius Pop Quiz. How long did it take you to put that together?
That was an article we wrote years ago. Uh-huh. It's actually right now on our Facebook fan page. Mm-hmm. It is an app on Facebook, so you can take it. But that came out of doing seminars, and these were many of the objections or things we heard from people as we talked about groceries. You know, I always take my kids with me shopping. I have a complaining spouse with me. I don't have time to shop.
I don't plan a menu. I stop real quick on my way home from work. And the grocery quiz is really quite cute.
But the cool thing is you can take it now and then practice. Pick one thing in the book and practice that, and then pick another thing after you conquer the first one, and then come back 3 months from now and take the quiz again and see how much you've improved.
The book has so many chapters for learning, from shopping and planning to cooking to eating dinner together to couponing to
gardening.
Organizing.
Even gardening, which you can grow your own organic food. This is the season for citrus in Arizona, and we've got 25 citrus trees, and we are just enjoying organic citrus all winter long.
Oh, wow. Well, I love chapter two. I mean, we're getting, how are we getting along here? Chapter two, the power of the plan. Take stock of what you have, research, and list sale prices. Now, I've tried to do that in the past. You really have to, this is a good thing to do, isn't it? Setting, getting a list of sale items and the prices that different stores charge for things.
Yes, and we have a price tracker sheet on our website, americascheapestfamily.com, and that's where we say to start, pick just maybe 2 to 5 items that you want to kind of learn what the best price is, put them on that price tracker sheet, one per item, and start learning when the best price is. So like when jelly for a 32-ounce jar gets to be $1 or $1.25, you know that's the time to buy 6 bottles of it because jelly doesn't go bad, and that's a super-duper deal, like that.
What you're doing is you're deciding to look for bargains and buying when the price is low, kind of like Warren Buffett would buy a company. Well, you're buying your food at 30 to 50% off retail price. Now, you start doing that with 3 or 4 items and then expand your repertoire. Eventually, you're going to be buying 80% of what you buy discounted, and that will slash your grocery bill immensely.
Incredible. So take stock of what you already have, research and list sale items, listing daily events, select meals, and making the shopping list. So what you're telling us is we need to get organized, right?
Yeah, but organizing isn't, I mean, some people feel so overwhelmed with organizing. And like Steve said, it's just, think of it as baby steps. We also have a free downloadable shopping list on our website at americascheapestfamily.com. And it's just a checklist. You don't even have to, it does the thinking for you, really. And there's room for you to write down items that we didn't think of.
Over time, you develop these habits. Like you mentioned listing daily events. And people go, why do you have to do that? And Annette came up with this strategy about 8 or 9 years ago when she realized she'd be planning a complicated meal, maybe a roast with mashed potatoes and stuff like that, on a night when we were rushing out to a Boy Scout meeting or Abby had a dance class or something like that, and it just didn't work. And so she plans for more complex meals on nights when we don't have anything planned, and she plans simpler meals like Sloppy Joe's or tacos or something like that on a night when we're running out the door for another event. And that's why she plans the events and then plans the meals based on what's happening that evening.
I also found it interesting. You say commit to spending less time shopping. It helps save money.
Oh, that's huge.
That's right. The less you shop, the more you save.
How does that work?
We did a survey that we quote in the book where they determined that 60% of the items that shoppers put in their carts are put in there on impulse. So if you go to the store to pick up 10 items, you're going to pick up 16. 20 items, you're going to pick up 32. And the less often you shop, the fewer impulse buys you pick up, which costs you less in the long run.
As we continue in this great book, a good reminder, to watch date codes. Most everything now has a best buy or used by date, and those codes and dates are important, aren't they?
Well, we don't actually think they're super important, only in the respect that you can usually get better discounts as they get closer to the expiration. But because we buy meat near code and then freeze it, we haven't had one case of food poisoning in our house in almost 30 years, not even one.
But we have had a case of the overstuffed bank account because we've saved so much. And what happens is when meat is going out of code, what happens is the manufacturer puts a suggested date on there. Now, if you look at the meat and you determine that it's not green, that it's not slimy, that it doesn't smell bad, if you can look at the meat and tell that it's good, buy it. And you'll find 25 to 50%, sometimes 90% savings on meat that's close to going out of code. Then take it home, repackage it, freeze it, and use it. I talked to a butcher who was a Navy chef, and he said when they shipped out each year, they would take 2 Thanksgivings worth of turkeys for an 18-month cruise. And those frozen turkeys, vacuum sealed, will store for 2 to 5 years without a problem. So storing stuff in the freezer, getting the air out, and we talk about how to freeze things well, will store things for a long time so you get to cash in on your savings for months instead of just a week.
This is a great book, Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half. Steve and Annette Economides will be chatting more about this. It's a great website, lots of information, resources, and recipes at americascheapestfamily.com. Personal finance experts, best-selling authors, and, of course, Annette is a diva of the discount. I love that. We'll be back on the Friday feature here on Christian Family Radio. the Friday feature. Stephen and Annette Economides with us this afternoon. Cut your grocery bill in half. Everybody's listening now. You even have a chapter on couponing. 13 categories. Do you use coupons?
I do use them, but not all the time. It just depends on how busy we are. If we have a particularly busy month with kids' activities, then that month, all I may be doing is stocking up on sale items, and I may not really be doing a whole lot of coupon-type shopping. It can definitely contribute to your savings, but it's not the only way to save money with groceries. That's why it's only one tiny chapter in our book, and we have, 12 other chapters chucked full of information.
Well, and one I especially liked was about family dinner time, chapter 8, building a stronger family at the table. That really is important, isn't it?
It really is.
Eating dinner together offers us that opportunity to really reconnect at the end of the day. And there are times we have some really, really deep discussion.
Right.
And that's where there are studies every year done on the value of eating dinner together. And they say that helps your kids to grow up with a more stable base. They're more resistant to drugs and peer intervention. And it really helps you build a stronger family and protect your kids from wrong behavior.
And, Patty, it also helps with the picky eater syndrome.
I was going to say, Chapter 9 is about feeding kids for less. What do you do with that picky eater?
Well, when they're really, really little, you have to realize it takes like 15 to 25 exposures to a food to actually acquire a taste for it. So most parents give up after the third time, and they need not to do that. They need to hang in there and keep offering and keep offering.
So you start with a small serving, and you say, if you eat this, then you get dessert. A little bribery goes a long way. Or something like that. We have what we call the three-bite rule. You have to take at least 3 bites of whatever is served, and everybody has to eat what's served, even Dad, who hates beets. Beets taste like dirt to me.
Oh, they're great.
But I ate them because we instituted the rule with our kids, and I had to set that example. So it really is a teamwork, setting the example and being persistent with your kids. And we make fun of it. I make fun with it. I mean, Abby didn't like grapefruit, so one day, but she loved maraschino cherries. So one day I put a maraschino cherry in the middle of it and drizzled some cherry juice on the grapefruit, and she gobbled it up.
And now she eats her grapefruit without cherries. So, and the other thing, Patty, to remember is, when Mom cooks one meal and everybody sits down together, it's much easier for everybody to eat that meal. Whereas if Mom is not really cooking a meal and everybody's fending for themselves, then they just go and make themselves whatever they want. And there's just no emphasis on let's all eat together and let's eat the same thing.
You also encourage people to focus on what really matters, faith and family.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I do believe family is really, really important. And of course, faith is integrated in all parts of our life, and it's not just something we talk about, it's something we live.
But the point is, we can teach people how to save money. We can teach them how to save a lot of money. But if their life isn't focused on the Lord and on service and loving others, what good does the money do them? And we, that's really our call, is get your finances in order so you can do what God calls you to do. And that may be serving at church. That may be going onto the mission field. That may be just loving your neighbors and reaching out to them. We have a neighbor who's not a Christian, and Annette bakes some goodies, and we take him our fresh fruit, and God is working on softening his heart. And that is worth so much more than all the money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe the culture and the society that we live in puts such a focus on how much money do you earn and what kind of things do you own to show that you have a certain status.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we really do need to separate ourselves from the world. Not that having nice things is wrong, but that if that is completely our focus and we're so driven to earn money that we are neglecting our families, I think we are missing the most important thing.
It's a great website, americascheapestfamily.com, and I see that you even enjoy hearing from people who have read your books.
We get all kinds of emails from all over the world. It's an amazing thing. People write from Canada saying they don't have coupons. How can they save? A woman from Netherlands wrote and told us about some of the great deals she's getting. Our Facebook fan page is full of people writing in their money-saving ideas. So.
Right, but we have a tip section for people to send us tips, and we have a place to subscribe to our newsletter archive and all kinds of wonderful things. We have a bookstore with all kinds of book reviews that are just awesome.
It's incredible, and time has flown on by. I still have a few questions, but I'm out of time. Stan, I don't want to keep you forever. I do appreciate so much you're taking time out to visit with us this afternoon. Stephen Annette Economides, Greek. Oh, yes, good website, great book, and we've got some of these to give away. Cut your grocery bill in half. Any final thoughts you'd really like to share with our listeners?
I just want to say it is definitely worth taking this on. Groceries are the fastest way to free up cash for other things in your household budget, like car payments, house payments, gifts for the holidays. You know, just putting a little bit of effort into saving money with your groceries is going to breed success so quickly, you'll wonder why you never tried it before.
Well, I think we'll try it. Thank you so very much for chatting with us. It's been fun. Check out the website as well, americascheapestfamily.com. Thanks for listening to the Friday feature here on Family Friendly Christian Family Radio.